Let me now hand over to your host, Dr. Michael Preuss, Head of Communications at Bayer AG.
Yeah, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and good morning from New York. Welcome to today's conference call. You've seen that Bayer and Monsanto have announced to create a global leader in agriculture. And with me here on the call are Werner Baumann, the CEO of Bayer, Lynn Condon, member of the Board of Management and the head of the Crop Science Division, Johannes Beach, CFO of Bayer, and Hugh Grant, CEO of Monsanto. Before we start, I'd like to draw your attention to the forward-looking statement and additional legal information which is available at the beginning of the presentation. It should be read in conjunction with this presentation. So we really appreciate that you could join us on such a short notice, and we ask for your understanding that we will close the call after an hour and limit the Q&A session to 2 questions per person. This presentation will also be made available after the call. And with that, I'd like to now hand over to Werner Baumann.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. And ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and thanks for joining our conference call. We are welcoming you today from the U.S. to pay tribute to an extraordinary event. I am delighted to announce that earlier this morning we signed a merger agreement between you and myself with Monsanto, one of America's iconic hemp companies, to combine with Bayer. And I'm extending my utmost respect and a very personal welcome to Hugh Grant, who is with us here today. He has kindly agreed to travel with Liam and myself to St. Louis later today to introduce us to his team there, which means a lot to us. You and his team have built Monsanto into a really outstanding business. Since our first announcement on May 23rd, the process that led us to today has been a great testament to the vision and mutual respect of all involved, but especially down to you, that we are now announcing such an agreement together, paving the way for a successful combination of our two great organizations. Before I take you through the highlights of our agreement, I would like to hand over to you. You, please.
Thank you, Werner, and good morning to everybody on the line. As Werner said, this is a momentous development for Monsanto and for our stakeholders. We've long discussed the value of an enhanced agriculture portfolio, and we're confident that this combination with Bayer will create a leader in agriculture that will accelerate our goals as an innovator in the sector. Our board of directors underwent a comprehensive evaluation process alongside legal and financial advisors to identify the most compelling value for our shareowners. We assessed a broad range of strategic options and opportunities, including a standalone path. Ultimately, the board unanimously determined that a combination with Bayer represents the most compelling value for our shareowners, employees, and critically, the growers and customers that have come to rely on us so much. I and the rest of our Monsanto executive team and our board of directors believe that this combination with Bayer secures our vision to provide growers with the sustainable solutions necessary to meet the agricultural demands of today and tomorrow. We're now entering a new era in agriculture, one in which growers are calling for new solutions and technologies to meet the challenges of the future. Bayer shares in our vision of sustainable agriculture and improving the lives of growers and people around the world. And together with Bayer, we will deliver on that vision. We'll increase innovation across the agricultural industry through enhanced research and development, driving a faster discovery rate and delivering a wider set of enhanced solutions to growers across the globe. So before I turn things back over to Werner this morning, I'd like to take a moment to thank all Monsanto employees for their outstanding contributions to our organization. It's our people who've made this business great, and it's through their dedication, their discipline, and their professionalism that we have the opportunity to grow as part of an organization that shares our values, our passion for innovation, and our commitment to growers and customers around the globe. So thank you very much to all of you. And with that, I'll hand it back to Werner.
So, thank you, Hugh. As mentioned earlier, this combination is going to create the global leader in agriculture and it is going to realize a shared vision of an enhanced agriculture offering that is ultimately going to deliver earlier access to better solutions for growers so that they can help contribute to closing the gap between supply and demand that is unfolding with an ever-growing population in the world. It will also create an innovation engine for the next generation of farming, bringing together two of the most innovative and strongest organizations that have been in the forefront of their respective areas of expertise for a long period of time. Altogether, this will create significant synergy potential, and it will also reinforce Bayer as a true leader and an innovation-driven life sciences company in its fields of activity, and now, of course, particularly in a significantly strengthened position in crop science. Our joint organization will further evolve its strong culture of innovation, sustainability, and social responsibility, and Bayer as a very respected company with a very, very strong tradition in sustainability and responsibility is going to be a good host and a good home for a combined crop business that is going to thrive in the future. Now, let me come to the transaction summary. This transaction is a compelling opportunity for shareholders of both companies. Following receipt of additional information and thorough analysis conducted during the due diligence process, we have raised our initial offer and have agreed on an all-cash consideration of $128 per Monsanto share, representing a premium of 44% to the Monsanto share price of $89.03 on May 9, 2016. That is the day of our first proposal. The last 12 months EBITDA multiple is 18.6 times as of May 31st, 2016. And for a more normalist view, we provide the 2017 consensus EBITDA multiple of 16.5 turns, given the current trough situation of the market. The transaction was unanimously approved by Monsanto's board of directors, as well as Bayer's board of management and our supervisory board. In combining our two companies, we are well positioned to benefit from a cyclical upswing in the ag market, and we expect to create substantial value for our shareholders. We have identified significant potential for sales and cost synergies, which was confirmed during the diligence. We expect earnings contributions from annual net savings of approximately $1.5 billion after year three, plus additional synergies from integrated solutions increasing over the years thereafter. The transaction is expected to be accretive to core EPS in the first full year after closing, with double-digit percentage core EPS accretion in the third full year after closing. We expect to earn our cost of capital on this transaction after year four. As we've previously said, we plan to finance the transaction with a combination of debt and equity. The expected equity component of approximately $19 billion is expected to be raised through the issuance of mandatory convertible bonds and through a rights issue with subscription rights. Bridge financing for $57 billion is ready and co-underwritten by five banks. We are targeting an investment grade rating post-closing and remain fully committed to the single A rating category in the long term. Looking ahead to our future as a combined company, we plan for the global seeds and trades and also the North American commercial headquarters to be in St. Louis, Missouri, the global crop protection and overall crop science headquarters in Monheim, Germany, and an important presence in Durham, North Carolina, as well as many other locations throughout the U.S. and around the world. Digital farming for the combined business would be based in San Francisco, California. We will work closely with regulators to ensure a successful close. To underline our confidence in the outcome of the regulatory process, we have committed a reverse breakup fee of $2 billion and have made substantial commitments, including divestiture commitments, if required by the regulatory authorities. We will submit merger control and other regulatory filings and are confident that we will obtain the necessary regulatory approvals. Monsanto plans to convene a shareholder meeting in late 2016 or early 2017 to vote on the merger agreement, and closing of the transaction is expected by the end of 2017. The acquisition of Monsanto is driven by our strong belief that this combination is a powerful response to the enormous challenges facing farmers and the ag industry overall. By 2050, the world's population is expected to grow by an additional 3 billion people. This represents about 6 times the population of Europe today. Land per capita available to grow food, however, is expected to decline by around 17% during the same period. A significant increase in food production of 60% is required to feed the planet. Innovative solutions are the prerequisite to close the gap between food requirement and production level. The combination with Monsanto represents the kind of revolutionary approach to agriculture that will be necessary to sustainably feed the world as we enable growers with a broad set of enhanced agricultural solutions. The combination of VS Crop Science business with Monsanto creates significant strategic benefits. We will have a broad portfolio across indications and crops with enhanced customer access, supporting further growth potential due to the complementarity of the products. We are creating a company that can offer integrated solutions from seeds and traits to crop protection to digital agriculture that helps farmers manage the increasing global food demand. Immediately, we will benefit from our ability to offer a broader variety of seeds and traits and crop protection products, and from the smart combination and usage of products based on agronomic advice. Furthermore, we would create a leading digital platform in digital farming. In bringing together these two businesses, we will create a leading innovator with a strong R&D technology platform and a broad pipeline across seeds and traits, crop protection, including biologicals. The combined businesses' innovation potential will be extraordinary and in turn could support farmers around the world to close the productivity gap in agriculture. Both businesses are highly complementary regarding segments and geographies. And with that, I would like to hand it over to Liam Condon. Liam, please.
Thank you, Werner. Together, Bayer and Monsanto will have the capabilities and resources to offer farmers truly integrated solutions by combining three areas of expertise: seeds and traits, crop protection, including biologics, and digital farming. Our strong technology offerings will enable farmers to receive the solutions they need and advice on when and how to apply them. The combination of our two organizations allows us to bring a wide range of benefits directly to farmers in both the short and long term. In the short term, we will have the ability to offer farmers a broader variety of seeds and crop protection products. And by using Bayer and Monsanto's sales forces and infrastructures, we can reach farmers in more places with more products and services. Mid to long term, the combined company plans to provide growers with integrated solutions based on the smart combination and optimized usage of products, agronomic advice, and digital agriculture solutions. In the future, we plan to develop integrated systems based on technologies optimally designed to work together. These all result in significant and lasting benefits for farmers, from improved sourcing and increased convenience in the short term, to improved yield with optimized inputs in the mid to long term. And importantly, they support farming in a more efficient and sustainable manner. The combined offering is expected to enable us to address farmers' needs across crops and indications even more comprehensively than today. This slide shows a soybean plant life cycle in Brazil. This example demonstrates that together with Monsanto, we will be able to offer dedicated products for each step along the life cycle of a soybean plant. The set of innovative technologies combined with season-long advice will help farmers to optimize input with a corresponding improvement in yield. The benefits of a comprehensive portfolio are not just theoretical. We already have a blueprint for how our combined and complementary product portfolio of solutions will be advantageous for farmers. Take canola as an example. With a wider range of products, we can offer farmers innovative solutions throughout the crop cycle. High-quality seed varieties provide access to the farmer, whose various needs are then addressed through a complete crop protection and services portfolio for seed treatment and weed, pest, and disease control. We see significant growth potential for this concept across the combined Bayer-Monsanto portfolio. The combined technologies of Bayer and Monsanto will enhance our ability to provide farmers with integrated solutions for commercially important crops like corn and soy. These broadacre crops account for about 40% of the global agriculture business. With strong positions across all relevant technologies, Bayer and Monsanto combined will be well positioned to provide farmers with integrated solutions they need now and into the future. Through an interdisciplinary approach, we are convinced that we will be able to develop more innovative and sustainable solutions based on an integrated systems approach across our chemistry, biological, and data science technology platforms. This approach will have significant benefits for farmers by leading not only to more, but also to faster innovation, for example, by taking a parallel instead of sequential approach to development. As a concrete example, based on such an integrated approach, new resistance-breaking herbicide-tolerant systems may become available that are based on optimal parallel development of traits, herbicide chemistry, and high-quality germplasm, all of which are available within our soon-to-be-combined organization. The combination of Monsanto and Bayer in digital farming has the potential to bring this transformation to life. For instance, at Bayer, we are using satellite imagery to detect disease patterns at a very early stage and give more tailored recommendations so that farmers can spray the right part of the field early on and not the entire field too late. Amongst other things, Monsanto helps farmers optimize their daily decision-making with field-level weather information so that farmers can make field management decisions with confidence. Our longer-term vision is an outcome-driven value proposition. We are not simply selling farmers seeds, traits, and crop protection products, but optimized field-level prescriptions to improve on-site decision-making and execution. In the future, we should be able to offer outcomes-based solutions. For example, a disease or weed-free acre, or maybe even a yield guarantee, to give some examples. Both companies are built upon a commitment to and belief in the importance of innovation and sustainability that not only allows us to succeed in our field, but also enables us to help solve some of the world's most pressing issues in agriculture through our combined complementary skills in research and development. We at Bayer have a leading position and expertise in crop protection research and development, while Monsanto is a leader in seeds and traits. So jointly, we will have significant capabilities with around 10,000 employees in research and development and a strong technology platform. Our combined pro forma research and development investment will amount to around 2.5 billion euros. The combined R&D pipeline is expected to enable us to better serve growers, our customers, and address their challenges and needs with tailor-made solutions across crops, indications, and technologies. With that, I would like to hand back to Werner.
Thank you, Liam. The combination of Bayer and Monsanto represents an attractive value creation opportunity. The combined ag business is a premium asset which has the potential to command a premium valuation. Together, we will draw on the collective expertise of both companies to build a leading agricultural player with advanced innovation and R&D capabilities to the benefit of farmers. We expect significant near-term synergy potential and, in addition, substantial longer-term synergies from integrated solutions. As a result, we expect stronger growth, better profitability, and a more resilient business profile going forward. Both Monsanto and Bayer are absolutely convinced that the combination of two complementary businesses has a compelling logic and create value in a major way. It is a synergistic case which has the potential to achieve a premium valuation based on improved profitability, strong earnings accretion, and enhanced earnings growth. Overall, We believe this is a highly value-creative transaction which benefits not only the shareholders, but also our customers, our employees, and all stakeholders involved.